Pakistan's top judge says more than 1,000 special courts will be set up to specifically deal with cases of violence against women. It follows a pilot in Punjab province over the past 2 years. One of those who advocated for this is Fauzia Vicker, a women's rights campaigner and former advisor to the provincial government. She joins us this afternoon. Thank you so much for your time. How does this special court system help women?
Hello, Patricia. These special courts are important because of the fact that they set practice notes and guidelines for functioning of the court. They determine the environment in which the survivor will be interviewed. And there are procedures whereby questions are to be obtained in writing for cross-examination of the complainant or the victim from defense, vetting of those before cross-examination. So it ensures, in short, that the victim is not going to be re-victimized, and it will encourage people to come out and report greater cases, especially of sexual violence against women.
What results did you see in that pilot?
The incidence of convictions rose 5 to 6 times as compared to regular courts, and also the amount of time taken for concluding the trial was considerably shorter than regular courts. The judicial policy currently states, and the criminal procedure code, it currently states that these cases should be decided in 3 months. It never happens in practice because of the overloading of regular courts with various types of criminal cases. Hence, it takes many times years to conclude rape cases, especially. In these courts, in the model court in Lahore, it was seen that some of the cases were wrapped up within 3 months, and others also within 1 year time frame, which is historic.
How big a problem is violence against women in Pakistan? Have you got statistics?
I was, until a month ago, heading the Punjab Commission on the Status of Women, a body which is mandated to collect statistics. And therefore, we had rigorous statistics in Punjab, which can be extrapolated to the rest of the country. And it was seen that about 20% women experienced physical violence in their lifetime, and about close to 9% experienced physical violence in the past 12 months. Similarly, in terms of sexual violence, about 8% women in Punjab, and the same can be said about the other provinces, experienced sexual violence, in their lifetime. And close to 5%, which is a very large number. We are talking about a population of 207 million. So we are talking numbers which run into hundreds of thousands, if not a million, over a million.
And how many cases are reported each year?
Well, last year in Punjab alone, close to 8,000 cases of violence against women were reported. In the other provinces, reporting and data collection is it's not practiced. So we don't have accurate statistics. But the number which did come out of civil society reports showed close to 1,600 cases in Sindh, not too many reported in Khyber Pakhtunkhwa, but we can safely say that the numbers are very large in the entire country.
The fact that this is even being proposed, is it a sign of changing attitudes?
Absolutely. There has been a slate of laws which have been passed to provide a sensitive service for women, especially, and to curb the menace of violence against women, which historically, because of the stigma associated with reporting violence, it discouraged victims from reporting. So now, with greater discussion, greater awareness, legislative advances, administrative measures, such as these model courts, things have definitely started to improve. And one of the things which has also made a big difference is the access to social media, whereby a lot of such cases which we never saw the light of the day have started to be reported and to be taken up by the conventional media, because of which our justice service providers have to take cognizance of violence against women.
Fauzia, what else is needed to tackle violence against women?
Well, I would say that the mindset really needs a change. The social change is fundamental to curbing violence against women, because of the fact that patriarchy is well and alive all over the world, also in Pakistan, which results in impunity, not just in terms of the perpetrator perpetrating violence against women, but also the justice service provider. They're not sensitive enough most of their time towards violence against women, because violence, especially domestic violence, is seen as a personal problem or a private affair. Secondly, in terms of the medical legal examiners, the judges, they tend to place a lot of emphasis on virginity. And if a woman has lost her virginity, it seems like a report of cases of rape is seen as a fake report, or the sympathy with the perpetrator increases if the woman is not a virgin. So it all points to mindset issues which need to be tackled. Then tightening procedures, the model code which will be established across Pakistan. In every district, there's going to be a gender-based violence code dedicated out of the 1,016 codes that we've talked about. Those set very clear guidelines in which all the justice service providers, from the police to the medical legal examiners, to the prosecution, onto the court, and then onto the prisons, they are going to conduct themselves. Women police is supposed to be deputed in all such cases of violence against women, so that victims and witnesses can come out without fear or any harassment, which often happens for victims as well as witnesses in Pakistan. In Punjab, when this model court was established in 2017, along with that, the police, Lahore police, designated special officers to investigate cases of rape and related sexual offences. So in January 2018, a special investigation cell was formed for gender-based violence cases. And in all the administrative divisions of Lahore, a female police officer was put in charge of investigation for such cases. Special prosecutors were appointed. These are the measures, the administrative measures, along with the legislative measures, which have resulted in better functioning of the courts and, of course, the dedicated judges. But still, training of the judges, greater sensitivity, monitoring and accountability are essential even for the effective functioning of these courts.
Thank you so much for your time, Fauzia.
You're welcome.
Fauzia Vicker is a women's rights campaigner in Pakistan and former advisor to the Punjabi provincial government. This is RN Drive.